Table track one.
Hello, guys. How are you? This is Bobby Benton. I'm back with another podcast, and the podcast I'm going to do today is called Free YouTube to MP3 Converter Part 2. Okay, that's what this is. It's Free YouTube to MP3 Converter Part 2. Now, I'll explain to you what Free YouTube to MP3 Converter is. The reason why I'm calling it Part 2 is somebody had done a podcast on this a couple of years ago, but did not cover everything in detail. Free YouTube to MP3 Converter is a program that allows you to go on the internet and download YouTube videos and convert them to MP3. So you could go to YouTube and have it convert something, like whether it be a TV show, a video, a movie, a piece of music, whatever you want to do. That is what this program does, and it is made by a company called DVD VideoSoft. And the podcast that I listen to takes you through the install, but we're not going to do that because I already have it up and running on my computer. I'm running JAWS 14, and I'm using Windows 7, a 64-bit machine, and I am going to, without any further ado, now that I explained to you what it is, I'm going to open it up, and we're going to go through the menus together. So Windows M is going to bring me to the desktop.
Windows M, desktop. A, audio and conversion
and now
tools.
Now we're going to go, my folder is audio conversion tools. I'm going to press enter on that.
Enter, audio and conversion tools.
Now,
IFF, free YouTube to MP3 converter.
Yeah, we're going to press F for free YouTube to MP3 converter. Let's press enter on that.
Enter, P3 converter.
Now, it's going to open up and we're going to tab through the menus and we're going to see everything that's on this menu.
Tab, auto checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, press spacebar.
Auto checkbox checked. That is to... Oh, so when you're on YouTube, all you have to do is press your applications key, and it would convert. We're eventually going to go to YouTube. Not quite yet, though. let's see. What else do I have here?
Tap combo box, MP3. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
Now, I have a combo box here. MP3, we're going to look at all the formats. We're not going to make any changes, though.
Original YouTube.
Original YouTube. We don't want that. We want to keep it at MP3. But MP3 is the main default.
MP3.
MP3.
M4A.
M4A.
AAC.
AAC.
WAV.
WAV.
WMA.
WMA.
OGG.
OGG. Ogg Vorbis, I really hate that format because it doesn't sound that good. It just sounds a little more compressed, and I think it's larger anyway. You can quote me on this. You could tell me if I'm wrong.
FLAC.
FLAC, we have FLAC here.
ALEC.
ALEC? I don't know. Wait, what did my screen reader say here?
FLAC, ALEC.
ALEC, don't have that.
FLAC, Ogg.
I don't know what...
WMA, WAV. AAC, M4A, MP3.
Okay, we're going to stick with MP3 because we're not going to change anything. I'm just telling you everything that's on this program here. And, here we go. We're going to tab again.
Tab, combo box, Lehman Sane Quality MP3 320kbit/S, 48khc, joint stereo. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
Okay, now it said that I'm in joint stereo.
Lame Extreme Quality MP3 DVR, 48khc, joint stereo. Lehman Sane Quality MP3 320kbit/S. Lame Standard Quality MP3 DVR, 48khc, joint stereo.
Okay, that's joint stereo again.
Lamic High Quality Joint Stereo MP3 320kbit/ Old Standard MP3 192kbit/ MP3 Audiobook 32kbit/ Lame Insane Quality MP3 320kbit/S 48khc.
Okay,
joint stereo.
Let's keep it at that. Let's just keep it at this. Okay, let's tab again.
Tap edit dot 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 tab options dot 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 button. To
okay,
activate, press spacebar.
Here are some options here now.
Space. OK button. To activate, press spacebar. tab, performance tab, to switch pages, press control tab.
Now you're going to go to a performance tab, which is a rather interesting tab here.
Tab, speed up video encoding with NVIDIA technology, checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, press spacebar.
Okay, speed up NVIDIA. Yes, we want to keep that checkbox checked because NVIDIA, if I can talk straight, is the main thing, the main screen. It's like your main driver. That's a driver that is encodes and decodes things. Let's do this. Let's tab again.
Tab. Learn more. Read only. Link.
Learn more. You can learn more if you'd like.
Tab. Buy Rocket subscription to activate this option. Read only. Link.
No, we don't want to buy Rocket. That's an option. You can buy Rocket subscription. We don't want to do that.
Tab. Tab. Enter your subscription key. Edit. Type in text.
Okay, that's for entering a subscription key. Let's tab again.
Tab. Activate button. To activate, press spacebar.
Activate button. We want to skip that.
Tab. Cancel button. To activate, press space. Tab. Help read only. Link.
Help.
Tab. OK button. To activate. Tab. Performance tab. To switch pages,
okay,
press control
we're back
tab.
We're back around. Let's go to the next tab. Let's see what we have in here. Now, in the first podcast that I listened to of this, it did not have any details. It was a very brief one. It only showed how to install and to use the program. I'm going to take it a little further. I'm going to show you all the tabs that are here. And there's some new things that have been added since the last couple of years. So here we go.
General tab. To switch pages, press control tab.
Now, we're going to go to general tab. Now, I'm going to show you the items that are in the general tab.
Tab. Add this downloader to Firefox and IE context menu. Checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, press spacebar.
Okay, it wants you to add the downloader to IE and Firefox menu. Checkbox checked. Now, what that is if you're on a YouTube video and you want to play a video, what it is it allows you to just, if you're like listening to the YouTube video and you say, oh, I like that video, oh, I like that, I want to change it to MP3, what you're going to do is you're going to press your applications key, then as soon as you hear free YouTube to MP3 converter, you press enter on that. So, here we go again.
Tap, skip downloading if the file already exists, checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, press spacebar.
Okay, skip file if download if the file already exists, checkbox checked. Okay.
Tap, auto launch at Windows startup, checkbox not checked. To
auto
check, press
launch,
spacebar.
Auto launch at Windows startup, checkbox not checked. I want to leave that alone.
Tap, turn off computer if the process finished successfully, checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
No, I don't want to do that, because then if you're converting, then you gotta reboot, you can't see how it came out.
Tap, add output files to new iTunes playlist, checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, press spacebar.
Okay, add iTunes to playlist. You want to keep that box checked because that will show you that there's an iTunes list. Now that, I don't think was part of the old free YouTube to MP3 converter when it first came out. I think this was added. See, I've been using this program for over a year now, so it's been a couple of years, you know, since I've seen it. I never really saw the first version of this that ever came out. Let's tab again.
Tab. Use cookies, checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
I keep that unchecked. You don't want to use cookies of each song or each video that you convert.
Tab. Use alternate video detection algorithm, checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
Keep that unchecked.
Tap, combo box, English. To change the selection, use the arrow keys. Tap, combo box, webcam high definition video 720p, 1280x720.
Okay.
To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
Don't know what that's about. We're going to leave that alone.
Tap, save history, checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, press spacebar.
Save history. Now, I'm going to do something because if you keep the history, after a while, it can become overwhelming and then, you know, if you delete songs, or if you delete a song from the playlist or whatever, then it's a, it takes time to, find, you know, then you're looking through all these things. When you open the program up, it shows your history. That can be annoying sometimes. So, I haven't done this, but I'm going to clear my history.
Tap Clear History button. To activate, press spacebar.
I'm going to show you how to clear the history.
Space. Tap Cancel button. Tap Help Read Only. Link. Tap OK button. Space. Options dot 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 button. To activate, press spacebar. Tap Paste button. Tap. Tap Auto Check Box Check.
You know,
tap,
let me do this.
Tap Combo Box. Layman's saying tap Edit dot dot. Tap Options dot 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 button. Space. OK button. To activate, press spacebar.
We're not done with the options menu yet, by the way. I just thought I'd share that with you. We're not even close to done yet. I thought we were. I want to get to where the screen reader accessibility mode is. And just hang in there with me. I got to find some stuff because I lost my place because I cleared the history.
Tap General tab to switch pages. Advanced tab to switch pages. Press Control tab.
This might be where what I want to show you is. Let me see.
Tap Auto Paste Arrows from Clipboard checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
Okay, we want to keep that unchecked because the URLs is just like, you know, a web thing. It's not an MP3. It's not a video.
Tap Automatic Download checkbox checked.
Automatic,
to clear checkmark, press spacebar.
Automatic Download checkbox checked. That's what I want. I like to automatically do it. I like to do it with the applications key, too.
Tap Enable Compatibility with Screen Reading Software checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, press spacebar.
Now, that I keep checked. Now, that's what I wanted to show you. The screen reader compatibility should be checked.
Tap Enable Sounds checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, press spacebar.
Enable Sounds checkbox checked. That is what I want to show you.
Tap Notify when pasting a video from a playlist checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, press spacebar.
Notify when pasting a video checkbox checked. I want to keep that checked too.
Tap Notify when pasting out of URLs checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, press spacebar.
Notify when pasting URLs checkbox checked. Keep that checked.
Tap Logging checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, press spacebar.
Don't know what loading is.
Tap Combo Box. Trace. To change the select, tap Open button. Tap Light Downloader dot 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 button. To activate, press spacebar.
Don't know what that is.
Tap Log Report dot 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 button. To activate, press spacebar. Alt plus R.
A log report is, you know, it tells what you've downloaded and what you've done. Sometimes you want to go to that to troubleshoot something if you want to, you know, work with the program or, you know, you try to fix it. But otherwise, you know, you don't need to touch that.
Tap Combo Box. Use System Proxy Settings. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
Use System Proxy Settings. We're not going to go there, but I'm going to show you what's in this menu, too.
No Proxy. Use System Manual Proxy. Use System Proxy Settings. Tap How to find a proxy server read-only link.
You know, that's all. This is all junk. This is about proxies, and you know, this isn't a workplace. This isn't an office, so I'm not gonna
tap cancel button. Tap help read-only. Tap OK button. Tap advanced tab to switch pages. Press control tab. Output tab to switch pages. Press control tab.
Now we're gonna do your output tab. Now this is the next tab I'm gonna go through with you, and this program, as you could see, is fully accessible. When it first came out, it was not accessible.
Tap Edit. Type in text. Tap Add Numbering for Downloads. Checkbox not checked. To check, press
Add
spacebar.
Numbering for Downloads. No, there's no reason to really do that because it adds numbers anyway.
Tap Include Original YouTube Title. Checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, press spacebar.
I keep that checked because I want to include the original YouTube title. The original YouTube title, so we want to keep that box checked.
Tap Include Download Day. Checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
Include Download Day. No, we don't want to do that.
Tap Include Upload Day. Checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
No, we don't want to include upload date. Just keep those unchecked.
Tap combo box. Underline. To change the selection, tap separating char edit. Type in text.
No, that's if you want to separate a track or something, type in text. We don't want to do that.
Tap edit. C. Users Bobby Music. Type in text.
Oh, this is where your folder is. This is where this is the output tab. So this is your output folder. And my folder, where all the music is stored, is C, Users Bobby Music. Now, let me tell you something. Back in the old days, it used to be C, Users Bobby Documents. So, Here we go.
Tap. Save original non-converted YouTube files. Checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
No, I don't want to save them, because then that takes up disk space.
Tap. Override if the file already exists. Checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, press spacebar.
Okay, override if the file already exists. Checkbox checked. I want to keep that checked.
Tap. Browse dot 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 button. To activate, press spacebar. Tap. Cancel button. Tap. Help read only. Tap. OK button. Tap. Out. Tap. Edit. Tap. 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 Combo box.
Okay. Under my
tap. Separating char. Tap. Edit. C. Tap. Save original. Tap. Override if the tap. Browse dot. Tap. Cancel button. Tap. Help read only. Tap. OK button. Tap. Output tab. To switch pages, press Control tab.
Okay. We're on the output tab now. I'm gonna do this again. I'm gonna go to another tab.
Tags tab. To switch pages, press Control tab.
You know, I have not seen this tab. Tax tab. What is tax tab? Let's see what this is.
Tap. Auto number tracks. Checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, press spacebar.
I think it's a tracks tab, not tax tab.
Tap. Use current year as year tag. Checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
Okay, we don't use current year as checkbox not checked. Okay, we don't want to do that.
Tap. Add artwork. Checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, press spacebar. Tap. Default comment edit. www.thediasoft.com. Type in text.
Okay, default comment. We don't want to do that.
Tap. Cancel button. Tap. Help read only. Tap. OK button. Tap. Tags tab. To switch pages,
no,
press Control tab.
It's a tags tab. Maybe it should say tracks. Let me see.
Performance tab. To switch pages, press Control tab.
We're going to go to the performance tab now. I just want to show you everything that's in this menu before we actually get started.
Tap. Speed up video encoding with NVIDIA technology. Checkbox checked. Tap. Learn more. Read only. Tap. By tap.
Okay, we did that already.
Tap. Enter your subscription key. Edit. Type in text.
You know what? We did all that. So we wrap back around. Now, I'm going to do Windows M for the desktop again, because I think we're going to be done here soon with this part.
Windows M. Desktop. Folder view, list view, audio and conversion tools.
Let me just go to my computer.
Tap, tap, taskbar, Internet Explorer button. To move through items, press left or right arrow.
Oh, let me explain to you what we're going to do before we do it. I'm going to go to Internet Explorer, because that's where my file is. So, we're going to go to Internet Explorer here.
Space. Windows Internet Explorer, about, blank, blank page, address and search using Google Edit, about, blank, type in text, Alt plus D.
Now that we're at Internet Explorer, I am going to do Google because it's easier than trying to do the YouTube thing here. I'm going to type in Google.
G-O-O-G-L-E, period, C-O. M. Enter. Google, edit, edit, type in text,
now,
forms mode.
Now, I'm going to type in YouTube, where's the beef? Because that's a very short file. It converts in a second or less. I decided that, you know, where's the beef? It was an old 80s commercial by a woman named Clarence McLean. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to type in YouTube, where's the beef? Now,
Y-O-U-T-U-B-E.
Space.
W H A R E space I S space T H E space B E S L
whoop
L S.
Sorry about that.
A F.
Sorry about the little typing errors here. Now I'm gonna press enter on this link here.
Enter. YouTube, where's the beef? Google search. YouTube, where's the beef? Google search. Links, list, dialog, sign, image, map, shop, video. YouTube, where is the beef?
Now, let me find the YouTube video. We're going to actually convert in this demonstration here.
Where's the beef, YouTube? 030030. YouTube, where is the beef? Where's the beef, YouTube? 030030.
Okay, after you hear the number 030030, I'm going to press enter on this, and you're going to see what happens now. It's a very short, hopefully I got the right thing. It's a little commercial that was done about Wendy's. It's a Wendy's commercial that I wanted to do. Now, let me see if I have it.
Enter. YouTube, where is the beef? Google search. 030030, visited link. Where's the beef, YouTube? Where's the beef, YouTube? Link graphic. YouTube home. Link graphic. Page has one region.
It's a very big, fluffy bun.
Where's the beef?
Some okay. hamburger places give you a lot less beef on a lot of bun.
Where's the beef?
At Wendy's, we serve a hamburger we modestly call a single. Now, and Wendy's single has more beef than the Whopper
be
or Big Mac.
Shortly.
At Wendy's, you get more beef and less bun.
Hey, where's the beef? I don't think there's anybody back there.
You want something better. You're Wendy's kind of people.
You know, doesn't that remind you of the old 80s commercial, Where's the Beef? Well, that's what this is. It was an old Wendy's commercial that came out. Now, let me try to convert it. Now, I'm going to press my applications key.
Applications, context menu, properties, free YouTube to MP3 converter.
Okay, here we go. It's free YouTube to MP3 converter. We got it. Okay, I'm going to press enter on it, and you're going to see what happens here.
Enter, leaving menus, YouTube home, link graphic, Internet Explorer security dialog. A website wants to open web content using this program on your computer.
You
don't allow
box.
Button. To activate, press tab, protected mode link tab, do not show me tab, details toolbar. To activate, press the space bar, find more buttons with the arrow keys.
I have a habit of talking over my screen reader. I am just sorry. Let me just, before I go any further here, I am going to say I am using Vocalizer Samantha because I love her, and oh my god, she just turns me on, as other voices just turn me off. She's actually better than Real Speak Jennifer. But getting back to where is the beef. Okay, what's going to happen is, after you press your applications key, it's going to say a website wants to allow content on your computer. Do you allow or don't allow? I'm going to press the allow button.
Tap allow button. To activate, press spacebar. Alt plus A.
Okay, here's the allow button. I'm going to press that, and you're going to get the gist of what is going on here. Okay?
Space. Where's the beef YouTube Windows Internet Explorer? Unavailable. 1%.
Oh, it's converting. It might take a little time here.
Output folder dot 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 button.
All right.
To activate, press spacebar.
We finished. It was a very quick file, and it said output folder dot 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 button. Now, I'm going to press that button, and we're going to see how we did. Now.
Space. My music. Items view multi-select list box. Not selected core. 1 of 5. Moby Play 1999 link tracks full album HD.
You know what?
Core.
I don't see my file here. Oh, shoot. I'm in the middle of doing this podcast. I do not see my file. Well, oh, wait. Let me press W for where's the beef.
W. Where's the beef?
Okay, here we go. I'm going to do a W for where's the beef. And I think I'm going to wrap this up after I do this one. Remember, this is free YouTube to MP3 converter part 2. So, bear with me. I haven't done this in a little bit, so I'm going to press enter on where is the beef. And as you can see, this is the first year we've been able to press the applications key. So, and it hasn't been like this. This is a new version. So, I think it's 3.29.6. I forget the version that I'm using. I forgot how to get to it. But let me press enter on where's the beef. Let's see if we got it.
Enter. One BGZ059 Media Monkey Music Media
Sorry
Monkey
about that.
User
no,
account
no,
control
no, no, no.
User account control changed when the yes button to activate press spacebar
no
Alt
no
plus
no
y.
No this isn't the this isn't Blind Geeks on this. What happened is Media Monkey also saves the history, so we're talking about free YouTube to MP3 converter. That's where I want to be. So I have a bunch of tabs open. So for some reason it asks for the user account control. So let me press enter on this. Space bar.
Space.
And it's going to play, hopefully.
It sort
All
of
right.
is a big bun.
It's a very big bun.
Big fluffy bun.
It's a very big fluffy bun.
Where's the beef?
Some hamburger places give you a lot less beef on a lot of bun.
Where's the beef?
At Wendy's, we serve a hamburger we modestly call a single. And Wendy's single has more beef than the Whopper or Big Mac. At Wendy's, you get more beef and less bun.
Hey, where's the beef? I don't think there's anybody back there.
You want something better. You're Wendy's kind of people.
You know, I decided to let that play. You know, people might laugh, some may not. Who remembers the 1982, or maybe, I was just a child, I was about, 3 years old when that commercial came out. I think I was three. You could correct me. Some people say no, that was out in the 70s. That didn't come out, you know, when we were kids. But that's part of free YouTube to MP3 converter. Let's see, what else can I show you or tell you about in this program? While we're on the topic of DVD video soft programs, the whole website is loaded with programs that convert and do all sorts of things. But I'm going to warn you about one thing. A lot of these programs are not, I mean, most of them are accessible. Let me take that back. A lot of these programs are accessible. There are some that are not, and I'm going to warn you about that one. Like the WMA to MP3 converter, don't use that. That's the only one I could think of that's not accessible right now. I haven't played with, and the Free Studio Manager, I don't know what that does, but the burner is very accessible if you want to burn a CD. But Free YouTube to MP3 Converter Part 2 is going to be the name of this podcast. And I showed you how to convert. I showed you how to play back. I showed you a lot of interesting things in YouTube. You could do it with music. You could do it with anything you desire. It's a free program, and I can't emphasize this enough. It is free. And that about wraps up this podcast for today. And I'm going to wrap it up right now. But before I wrap it up, I'm going to give you my email contact, which is bvintonopt@online.net. So that's B, letter B, V-I-N-T-O-N, @ is shift number 2, opt.online.net, and I'm going to give you my Skype name as well, because I like speaking to some of you on Skype. My Skype name is CDBurnerMan44, and that is CD, no spaces, BURNERMAN 44, and that wraps it up, and I will see you next month with another podcast, and so long and happy holiday days. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's. As a matter of fact, I forgot to date this. Today is December 19th, 2013, and I put the date at the end. I usually put the date at the beginning, but wrapping it up for Bobby Vinton. I just have to figure out how to stop the Audacity recording here, because I'm recording with Audacity, and I have a lot of tabs open, so just be patient with me. But wrapping it up for Bobby Vinton, hope to talk to you guys soon.
I'll tap my music. I'll tap Media Monkey. I'll tap my music. I'll tap Media Monkey. Media Monkey. Music. Alt F4, my music. Items view. Alt F4, output folder .. button. To Alt F4, unavailable.
Okay, let me just see. I need to stop this recording. I'm finished with
Windows M, desktop, full A, anti-vi A, audio and A, anti-vi A, audio and enter, audio and conversion, human, media, MP3, switch sound, Windows A, audio relay, Audacity, enter, Audacity, track view table.